Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Rameau. What's up, Macaulay?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Jets, man, they dominated with the 32-3 win over the Jaguars.
Yep.
We're gonna lead off with that. We'll talk a little bit about your Giants, who's gonna play tomorrow. Then shift gears to baseball as, the teams are trying to, the playoff teams are trying to win these games. You know, also talk about the Mets as they beat the Braves and, you know, play spoiler. And then, end it off with a little WWE with some, news, major news coming out of, WWE. We'll talk about that. And as usual, the callers, you could call up, 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. Call in, sports, entertainment, anything else, and feel free to chime in on any of the topics or switch ears. It's your show. You got the power. So, leading off, let's talk a little bit about the Jets. So I don't know if you saw the game, man. I know you got the you're got the flu, man.
I did see some of it. I was in bed, but I did see it was a blowout. It wasn't even a no contest,
Yeah. I know the Jags aren't that good, even though they were 1-0 following the game. as long as the Jets were. But, you know, Jets just pretty much dominated them.
Yeah, their offense is terrible, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
They just got
they have a terrible offense.
They just got manhandled by the Jets.
Oh, yeah. And Plaxico Burr didn't even have any catches today, right?
I don't believe so, because I was flicking back and forth between that and the Met game.
Yeah, I don't think he caught any passes, but it still kicked the Jaguars' ass today.
Yep. And now they moved to 2-0.
Yep. And the Patriots, I think they're winning right now against the Chargers. So. And no one still can't beat the Chargers, the Patriots.
I know, and they beat up on the Dolphins last week.
Yeah.
So as usual, it's gonna be you know these two teams fighting for the AFC.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yep.
Steelers finding one today.
Yep.
Steelers are 1-1. They won 24-0 against the was it the Texans? I think.
Who was it? Oh, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember either, but I know they won 24-9. So Steelers look like they're back on their game.
And they're trying to, you know, defend that title.
Yep.
But, no, it's a good win. But what about you? What about, who are your boys facing tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Giants play the Rams Monday Night Football. It looks like Akeem Nix probably will be play. I heard he had some kind of injury. So he's a probable for the game tomorrow night. But it'll be a good game right now. You know, Giants are 4-1 after losing to the Redskins last week. So they're looking to rebound from that loss. And they're going to be at the Meadowlands or... What's this new arena called right now?
Oh, yeah, MetLife Stadium.
MetLife Stadium, yeah. Very good name for a stadium, by the way.
MetLife
Stadium tomorrow.
I was saying that for years. They should have gave it, the Mets should have, instead of getting, you know, name it City Field, they should have let MetLife buy it and name it that way.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a Mets and Jets fan, so I guess it's all good anyway.
Yeah.
I would well, like I said, I would have preferred City Field to be called MetLife, but.
Yeah, so they play tomorrow night, the Rams. See that game tomorrow.
Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're going to be battling back and forth, watching that in Raw tomorrow.
Yeah, Monday Night Raw. It's going to be good.
Yep. We'll talk more about that later. And, Yes, we'll switch gears to your Yankees. Over the weekend, this weekend, I believe it was on Saturday he did it. Mariano tied Trevor Hoffman with 601 saves, tied for the most ever. So congratulations to Mariano.
Yeah, congrats to Mo. Just needs one more to break the record, and he'll probably most likely do it during this home stretch.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. You know that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And your guys fall 3-0 to the Blue Jays, but it works perfectly out for you guys, like you just alluded to that he's gonna get the save at home in the Bronx.
Yep. Looking forward to see that.
Storybook ending, you know, for Mariano, his career. Yeah, I mean, well, it's not the end, but from the set it.
Greatest closer of all time.
It wasn't even up for debate, but now he has another feather in his cap to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
The 42 postseason saves, I mean, obviously it's most ever. This guy is dominant. And as a Mets fan, you know, trust me, I'm pretty sure I know how dominant this guy is.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't be surprised if he gets 700 saves by the time his career is done.
He could. I mean, it's quite possible. I mean, Yankees, you know, they're a great scoring team. He might have two or three years left in him. Who knows?
Yeah.
He might very well do it.
Best of all time.
It's not even up for debate.
Yeah. Yeah, but like you said, the Yankees lost today. Offense really didn't do that much.
Yeah, they set out 3-0.
Yeah. The pitching was okay. It wasn't great. Garcia didn't look really good today. He only lasted four and a third, you know, so. Yeah, so it was a decent road trip. Not great, not good, just decent. So hopefully during this home stretch we'll do better and, you know, get back to our winning ways.
Who are you guys going to face in the homestand?
I think Tampa. I know Red Sox, we face them next weekend. This weekend coming up, I mean. It might be Tampa, I'm not sure. And Tampa, they beat the Red Sox. So they win 3 out of 4 against the Red Sox this weekend.
Yeah, they're inching closer. What are they, 2 behind them now?
Yeah, just 2 games behind them in the wild card.
Yeah, they're really creeping in.
Red Sox are collapsing.
Yep. Kudos to the Tigers. They won 12 straight. I don't know if they've won more, 13 or 14. I kind of lost track when they won the 12th. So congrats to the Tigers.
Verlander, man. He's Cy Young this year.
I know.
24 wins.
And this guy's like a no-hitter waiting to... This guy's like a no-hitter waiting to happen all the time. I think he already has 2 in his career already.
Yeah.
One this year. He almost had one again this year, and I think he had one, I don't know, a year or two ago.
Yeah, he's become a great pitcher.
Yeah. That might be the only team Yankees would have to worry about.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Red Sox pitching is all that good. You know, they're hurt. And
Red Sox might not even make the postseason the way they're.
Yeah.
Right now.
They're collapsing to the Rays. It looks like it. The way how it's playing out.
Yep.
And it looks like that might happen to the Braves as they lose 2 out of 3 to the Mets. What a week for the Mets! They lost 6 in a row, capped off by a 4-game sweep by the Nationals, the Washington Nationals. But they look like the Washington Senators with Walter Johnson, the way how they were you know. In the Mets, but man, and you know, rightfully so, Collins ripped into the team, saying that you know they look like they folded, you know they folded it in, you know like they
gave up, yeah.
Waved the white flag or gave up like you said, and Friday night, man, they came out, they scored like I'm trying to remember how many runs was it. I think it was 11 runs they scored.
Mm.
And right hit 2 home runs. And 3 players had like 3 hits. I think Toldy, maybe Tejada. It might have been Bay also who had 3 hits.
Okay.
And Saturday afternoon on Fox, they had a pitcher's duel. R.A. Dickey, and he was cruising, man. He was pitching great, but Tim Hudson, he was old school, and he was just getting ground balls after ground balls. I mean, none of these guys. It was like ground balls versus knuckleballs, man. It was like a pitching duel. And Phil Niekro, you know, was in the Hall of Famer, former Brave. He was in attendance also, so you know he was loving the pitching duel. Especially in the 8th inning when Met killer Tripper Jones, stop me if you heard this one before. With 2 outs, he knocked in the he hit a single up the middle, which Dickey tried to field, but it went just right underneath his glove. Before he could field it, and that proved to be the game winner. And Kimbrel, the soon to be Rookie of the Year. But like 43 saves, man. This guy has been money.
Yeah.
Like he's more money than Scrooge McDuck from DuckTales. This guy has been dominant. And, you know, they split the series 1-1. So the rubber game, the rubber match today, earlier today, Mets was trailing 1-0. Dylan G was on the mound. And he got walked with the bases loaded against Beachy. And then afterwards, I think Beachy, he gave up a three-run double by Ruben Tejada to clear the bases. So Mets was leading 4-1. But well, hold on, folks. The game ain't over yet. The following inning, the Braves scored three runs to tie the game. And, you know, it went 4-4 for most of the game until I think the Braves took the lead. I can't remember who did it. It might have been Chipper again. I can't remember. So they were really in 5-4. It was 5-4 Braves. And then afterwards, can't remember. I think it was Venters in the eighth who gave up the two runs to the Mets so the Mets could take the lead. And then in the ninth inning, Duda hit a solo shot which proved to be the game winner. Mets win 7-5. And I think this was the first time in a long time, if not in the season, that both let me see, who was it? I think it was Venters and Kimbrel got scored on in a game, in the same game. So, bravo Mets. Mets played spoiler so far. They won 2 out of 3 against the Braves.
Nice win.
Yeah, very nice win. And Mets are going to play St. Louis this week. So they have a chance to play spoiler again.
Yeah. And, yeah, Braves, they got to watch out because, you know, they have the Giants chasing them, and Giants are on the winning streak right now.
Yep, and Cardinals, too.
Yeah.
Cardinals is, you know, like right behind them.
Right. So it's coming down to the wire, you know.
Yep.
MLB season, there's just 2 more weeks left.
Oh, yeah, and also, I also forgot to mention Reyes and Braun is in this NL batting title. And Braun has like a 4-point lead on Reyes. But the problem is that Reyes had the day off. So prior to the game, I think Reyes had a 4-point lead on Braun. But since Reyes had the day off, but he did pinch hit and ground out later into the game, now Braun is leading him by like 4 points, or at least 4 points.
That's something to look at. See if Reyes can win win his first batting title of his career.
Yep. Let me ask you a question. I know you're a Yankee fan, so you might not know, but I'll let you take a lucky guess.
Mm-hmm.
You're a baseball savvy fan, so let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Guess how many Mets have won a batting title?
0.
That is correct. So if Reyes can do it,
be the first.
He'll be the first. And hopefully he'll have many more, hopefully wearing a Met uniform because he's entering free agency after the end of this year.
That's something else to look at, to see if the Mets sign him in the offseason.
Yeah. Keeping my finger crossed on that one.
He'll want a lot of money.
Yeah, well, hopefully, you know, he hasn't been playing that well lately. I mean, he's been kind of tentative. He's not really – he's probably stolen a base ever since these last week or two. Because I think he's still kind of – he's not comfortable at, you know, stealing bases. I think the hamstring is in his head, so, you know, you got to wait and see to see. Hopefully he gets comfortable and, you know, try to stay healthy and try to win this batting title because that's the only thing the Mets have to look forward to other than playing spoiler.
Yeah. It'll be good to see. Last couple weeks of the season.
Hopefully
it happened. 2 weeks.
Hopefully Mets, you know, try to play with pride because They don't got. There's nothing they could do, period.
Try to finish 500.
I don't even think they could. I think they'd probably have to win all their games to do it, and maybe that might not even be enough.
Yeah.
I think they'd have to lose only one game or all of them for them to even probably reach 500. And
yeah, you're probably right.
That ain't happening. But hopefully, you know, Mets can keep Reyes. You know, try to get some good acquisitions. I know they're not going to pay. They're not going to spend any money. Hopefully, they'll spend on Reyes and try to improve the bullpen, I mean, and the starting pitching. Maybe, you know, sign Javi Lopez. I mean, not Javi Lopez, Javi Vasquez as like a second pitcher. Maybe healthy Santana.
Yeah, Santana will be back.
Yeah, and they're thinking about, you know, extending Tim Burdick. He's their, you know, lefty setup guy. So hopefully they could keep that guy. Other than that, I know they're not going to go after Pujols or a fielder, so... And that, there's not really any hope, really, unless if these young guys, you know, develop more. Suda continues to, you know, play well, hit balls out of the park. Davis, you know, comes back from this foot injury next year and, you know, put up the numbers that he put up, you know, 7 home runs in 35 games. And, you know, hopefully Mets will have the building blocks so in a couple of years, you know, they could be a championship-caliber team. But seems like miles away right now.
Getting Pujols would be nice.
Yeah, he'd be the perfect guy because Mets really need a guy who's a superstar, a guy who has leadership, and most importantly, a guy who's won a championship or has playoff experience. And unfortunately... Mets know full well about, you know, Pujols' championship in 06.
Yeah.
Even though I still think, you know, Cardinals got lucky, you know, because Mets, you know, top two pitchers were didn't even pitch in the postseason, and Pedro and El Duque.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you got to get the breaks. The Mets was one win away from winning the World Series in 06. And after that, they fell off the face of the earth with 2 consecutive, you know, collapses in 07, 08, and then all these horrible injuries and series.
Maybe they should use the money to sign Pujols or fielders to sign Reyes. What do you think?
Nah. If I was a GM, I would try to get both.
Okay.
They're not going to do that, and Pujols most likely wants $200 million.
Wow. A lot of money.
Fielder wants a lot of money, too, and he made official that he's not coming back to Brewers.
Yeah.
So that's
what team he goes to next?
Who, Brewers? Who you talking about, Fielder or Pujols?
Yeah, Fielder. I want to know what team he's going to next.
Man, I'm afraid. I think he might go to Braves.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
I don't know if Braves have the money. I mean, Braves usually don't have money. Or when they sign somebody, they trade the guy in a couple of years.
Right.
You know, in his walk year so they could get some prospects back. But, man, I just have a feeling. Maybe, I'd say, but I don't know if, because Nationals have been acting crazy lately. I mean, they are putting the pieces together. They might go out again. They try to go after Teixeira. I mean, they did spend most of their money on Worth, and he wasn't worth it. I guess pun intended.
Yeah.
But they might go after him. You never know.
Yeah, they are spending money now, so I wouldn't be surprised.
I think Pujols will go to Cubs.
Yeah, I could see it.
Because, you know, they're on rough times, and we're not even talking about the 100-plus years, you know, of not winning a title.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they, you know, I could definitely see them being a perfect match, even though they are rivals.
It doesn't matter. We've seen guys go from one rival team to the next.
Yep. You're right about that. If Brett Favre could go to the Vikings for you know, just take it to them, anything is possible, really.
Yep.
There's only a handful of players who play, you know, for the you know, the name in front of the jersey and not for the paycheck. So.
Yeah, you got that right.
But I guess quickly, I guess we'll talk about Survivor Series. Yeah, the big news is that, of course, you know, for months, Rock was saying that he's gonna come back. You know, he's gonna appear in the Survivor Series, whoop some butt. But it looks like he's finally gonna make his long-awaited return into the Square Circle. In his first match, and he's gonna compete in a 5-on-5 traditional Survivor Series match. And in the first time in almost 8 years, he's gonna compete in a match and.
It's not official yet. It's rumors.
No, actually, WWE.com confirmed it too.
Oh, they have? Okay.
Yeah. And he even posted on Twitter that he's gonna do it.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
And he can't wait for WrestleMania.
That'll be good to see.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a historic night. You know, in WWE history, at the Survivor Series, at the pay-per-view event he debuted in '96, in the same arena where he started and ended his career, Madison Square Garden.
MSG.
So it should be a big event. And plus, team up with his future WrestleMania opponent, John Cena.
I think they should meet him on opposite teams.
Yeah, but I think they didn't want to tease. They didn't want to tease, you know, them fighting. They wanted to save it for WrestleMania.
Oh.
Because of course, you know, we can all assume that they're gonna one of them is gonna screw each other out, you know, maybe during the match to decide the matchup, or you know after the match is over and you know. Attack the person after a match.
Yeah, that's what's most likely gonna happen.
Yeah, but what would make it more epic is if, you know, one of the guys attack, most likely Cena, you know, who attacks, you know, The Rock during the match and turn heel.
We've been talking about that. We think that might happen, but
because I mean, it's very rare that two faces fight each other. And in Miami, he's going to be, I mean, even if it wasn't Miami, you know, depending on where he goes to, people are going to be booing Cena. I mean, because
yeah,
pretty split down the middle. Some people chant Cena sucks. Some people chant let's go Cena. But in Miami, man, that's rock country. He's going to be booed out of the arena.
Right.
That's going to be an interesting matchup. And plus the CM Punk versus Triple H match is going to be
tonight.
Night of Champions. That's the main event, and that's the only match that doesn't have a title match. I think Montana will do it.
I think so.
Yeah, I think he will. I mean, they're really pushing this guy.
I think he'll win.
If he doesn't win it tonight, he's never going to win. Sure. And I think Del Rio's going to defeat Cena, find a way to defeat.
Yeah, me too.
I think this would be the fourth month pay-per-view that he hasn't won.
Yeah, you're right.
Size or breaks his career high. But we'll talk more about that next week, perhaps the aftermath of Night of Champions and all the other news. Oh yeah, by the way, Sting and Ric Flair had their match, their 1,000 match. Sting won, so his career continues, and he will face Hulk Hogan again at TNA Bound for Glory. want to check that magic. It's the posted. I want to thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the show. I'm McCauley. See you guys next week.